By way of review, this is just kind of a sampling of some of the different offerings. The first one that we're going to address is track one. And generally, the flow of this presentation will talk about programs that are, kind of in the flow of prosecution. So the next several that we talk about will be kind of at the beginning stages, and then as we work our way through the program, you'll see other options that are available to you during and towards the end of prosecution. So by way of review, track one is really just a prioritized patent examination program. The applications are accorded a special status during prosecution until final disposition is reached. And it's our goal to get to final disposition within 12 months of the grant of getting into the program. So that sub-bullet there kind of gives you a flavor of what we mean by final disposition. But I'll stop here and let Courtney kind of give her, starting remarks on that.
Great. And I don't think I'm going to say anything controversial today, but if I do, it's only my personal opinion and not that of Foley and Lardner or any of its clients or my colleagues. I'm in a safer slot today than I often am. So for each of these programs, I just want to give some of my input on when I use these programs and when I find them useful and maybe some practical tips. So for track one, I work in the biopharma space. So we use track one when we have a clear idea of the claim scope that we want or need to obtain, and we have a clear idea that we believe that it's patentable, such as over art that's been cited in search reports.